Customers without power should not expect their power to necessarily be restored as soon as the wind from Hurricane Sandy has subsided. Once weather conditions are safe enough for work to begin, utility workers have a number of things they have to deal with before they can even begin repairing the downed lines. Safety concerns from the live wires, the removal of debris from fallen trees or branches, and the assessment of damage all precede the actual restoration process, says Liberty Utility spokesperson Maureen Kirk.
And the earliest attention at that point is that you're looking at where the hospitals, where the critical care centers, where's the public safety facilities. We do prioritize them because we want to minimize the amount of time that they have to stay on standby generation.
Kirk says the lines that are then fixed first are chosen with care and follow a pattern of efficiency from the outside in. For NHPR News, I'm Ryan Lessard.